perform muraqabah, in other words, towards your heart. Make your heart busy, occupied with the remembrance of Allah. So it gets used to this, it doesn't stay silent. And the heart always is busy and occupied remembering Allah. This is the objective of muraqabah and doing dhikr, meditation, that we want to make our heart busy. And so we don't waste time if we are busy physically, but at least our heart should continue doing what it should do and keep remembering Allah. That's the meaning of dhikr of Allah, of dhikr qalbi. That's why we do muraqabah, meditation, we do dhikr with the tasbih beads, and inshallah your heart gets used to it, gets accustomed, it learns very quickly, like a parrot learns the words. And we are wasting the time when we're not using it properly. But dhikrullah, we're utilizing the heart. So when we're busy in the world, we're talking, discussing with people, but we'll say to the heart, you keep doing your work, even though we're not paying attention, we don't understand, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala and hereafter will say, no, you did lots of dhikr, my servant. I'll say, Allah, I didn't move my tongue, I didn't do anything. Allah will say, you were dhakir, your heart was doing dhikr. And the dhikr of heart will be so great, Allah Ta'ala will say, this is that dhikr that even the angels didn't record it. Allahu Akbar. That what could they hear? The angels couldn't write it, record it. This was such a deed that this was between me and you, my servant. Dhikr in the heart. That's dhikr qalbi. That you were busy, I know, in the dunya, children, this work, tasks, occupation, you were doing everything. But you did an action that you made your heart busy in remembrance of Allah. You made it used to doing dhikr of Allah. And you were free, you were detached from the heart, you didn't know. But me and your heart, Allah Ta'ala says, were connected. So here's the reward for you. How much reward will he get? That reward that even the angels couldn't record what he was doing. So we sit in the morning, and just we're not just using this time, rather alhamdulillah, your whole life you are utilizing it and benefiting your life. The person who does dhikr of Allah, you shouldn't be worried at all. Just go work, run your shop, sit amongst your children. You're not wasting the time. You have kept connected your heart to Allah, and you're using your heart productively, and it's making jannah for you, alhamdulillah. And Allah is accepting that. Allah accepts that how much? Not one good deed, but 70 times more you get the rewards. This is how much Allah accepts. The dhikr of the heart. This is qalbi dhikr. But people don't want to learn it. And we don't determine to do that. That means we just have to make the heart learn and repeat. And it learns. We'll sit here 30 minutes, 45 minutes. The heart will carry on. Tick, 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 tick. We just have to let it go. It's not necessary we pay attention to it. It's doing its work. The heart. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said that's the duty, the function of the heart, that you have made it start, you'll just wind it like a key. You know those clocks with the key, you turn the key, we used to do that before, it? Then we'd let the key go and the clock would be ticking along. The next day we'd wind that clock up again with the key and it would run. Allah says morning and evening just wind up your heart and do dhikr of Allah, and then it will carry on doing its work in the day and the night. What beautiful example I've given here. You know, you the clock with the key manually, you have to turn it, wind it up, let it go, and all the links and the gears would run. And then the clock would run. And then in the evening we'd wind it up again. Now we've got batteries in the clock. So Allah says, وَذْكُرُوا kathira, do dhikr kathir. How do we do that? وَصَبِّهُ بُكْرَةً wasila. Morning in the, you wind up your heart with the key of dhikr, and in the evening as well. So you're winding the heart up with the key. Do you want to turn the key? Yeah? So that it's fully charged. So let's do that. Close your eyes and let the heart start. Remembering Allah, and you will wind up the heart with the key of dhikrullah.